You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. And we started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to KoopaCast 77. We're still playing Mario Maker. I'm your host, Matt, the multimedia manager of PNM and PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. I am joined by Justin Sharp, our editor-in-chief.
Hey, everyone.
And Trevor Gould, our writer.
Hello to all.
And maybe soon, Alex, I don't know. He's too busy playing Castlevania and not Mario Maker. So
terrible.
We've already started, we just started, and Alex has already disappointed me on two levels.
I like it.
And we're here to talk about, really, you know, one of Nintendo's best-selling Wii games so far. It sold 1 million at the time of this broadcast, sold 1 million, so congratulations. Yay.
Nice.
And many people are making so many levels, including us. And so the first question I wanted to ask you is how many levels you have made so far?
I am rather delinquent. I think I've only made that I've actually uploaded maybe one. But I've made probably like 4 or 5, probably.
All right, Trevor.
Yeah, Justin, I think you've actually uploaded 2, if I remember right.
Yeah? Hey.
Yeah. You did a jumping one and then a maze one. I can't remember the names for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I've actually uploaded 20, which is the max I can upload till I get more stars. Part of that was I've been rather ill last month, so it worked out good in that timing sense that I had a new game.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm at my max at the moment.
Nice. Man, you're taking advantage of it. I was sick this last week and I didn't really get to play a whole lot, but not as much as I want to.
Right, right.
What about you, Matt?
I've uploaded about 9. I've got 9 live right now. And I've probably taken down like 3 more over the course of my owning it.
Oh yeah, I took down a few too to tweak them and to make room.
So, and then total, I looked it up. It was about, I had like 26 stages made.
Wow,
nice. I think I played one of yours, Matt. One of the airship ones. It was really cool.
I love making the airship ones. I don't know why. Something about it is just a fun.
And you just got over 50 stars. You said, Matt. So now you got to upload the.
I thought it was 100.
No, because I've got 60-some-odd, and I was able, once I hit 50.
Oh, really? Could,
I thought it was higher, too. I wonder if Nintendo might have lowered it when they did that little update.
It could be.
Because I thought it was a little more restrictive at first.
Now I might have just gotten 50, then. I don't know. I know I have my second medal. That's, you know.
There you go.
I had no idea. Like, I just got, like, one of mine was just a hit, and I didn't think it was going to be. I was like, I created it. I was like, okay, this is a very basic concept. I hope I can expand on it later. You know, maybe some people will like it. And it's like far and away the most popular one.
Which one was that?
Fortress Abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one I kind of based it off of. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a Fortress level in World 7. It's like the Piranha Plant world.
Yeah.
Where you go in there and it's like nothing's activated. And like you go through a couple doors and you get to a dead end. And then you go back and you have to find out that you have to hit like a P switch in a room full of bricks. So I kind of took that, but like flipped it so like when you enter the pipe, everything's activated. Kind of like so there's like a payoff there.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, it looks like I beat it. Yeah, I was just going through your list.
That was more involved than I think I thought it was gonna be. Because I was like, I ended up taking a bunch of pictures from my like with my phone. Because like I wanted the grids to be exactly right.
Oh,
And I was like, oh, okay, this is 6x9. This is like
yeah.
the distance right here. And it's like.
Yeah, the most difficult ones for me were if I tried to recreate an existing level, because you really want to. They're so ingrained in our memories, people will know if you're off. I actually had the old Super Mario 3 strategy guide and laid out in front of me, and I was trying to, and I only got so far before I gave up. But, it's neat trying to create like levels from like Mario 3, and then using like the style of Mario World or something gives it a new twist.
That's a fun idea.
I don't think I've made any Mario World stages. Like, as soon as I got Mario 3, I was like, okay, let's just do Mario 3 all the time.
Mario 3
Really?
is one of my favorite styles. Mario 3 and Mario World.
Yeah.
I use those more.
It's funny because Mario 3 is my favorite of the 2D Marios. Maybe overall, actually, even 3D, I'm not sure. But looking at my list, I've actually used Mario World more. Even though I don't like it as much, but I don't know, I just think. Something about that style is just, I don't know, I think maybe I have a hard time gauging because Mario 3 ends with like kind of that walking off stage, into the black.
Curtain falls and all that.
Yeah, I always have a hard time wrapping up that design. I don't know.
Wrapping up that design? Oh, you mean like the
Well,
stage play
like
design?
when you're building a level and then I'm dragging, the pole and then I get to the end, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that looks weird. And I don't know. I guess I overthink it because I don't know. I guess as time's gone on, I've gotten less picky uploading certain ones. I've noticed the stars you get doesn't always correlate to how thought out the levels are. Like I've had some levels I thought I really did a good job on, and maybe they've just been too hard. So the past few ones I've done a few that are just I dragged the flag over like as far as I could. So it's just basically one screen. And you're working your way up, just a little short. Hoping I might get some stars for that. I don't know.
Yeah, the only one like I mean, my results are pretty much expected of what I wanted. Like the first ones, like the foot race with Koopa the Quick, where you have to race the turtle shell. That one did kind of well. There's some of them where I was just testing some stuff, like best to keep swimming. That was just like a test of a water level. And then court mandated sheep level. It was like, hey, I unlocked cheap sheeps, and everyone's got to play at
Matt,
least once.
you made a level, Matt, and I think you deleted it. You had Bowser on like one
Oh
of
yeah,
those ripples.
it's Bowser after him.
Is it still up there? Because I couldn't beat that one. And then I
No,
thought you'd
it's not
save.
out there. I got rid of it because
Oh. What?
that was performing dismally, which I was very heartbroken about because.
Oh.
I thought it was a neat concept, like you're chasing after Bowser while you go through
Oh
his
yeah.
little army.
No, I definitely was. I was just mad I couldn't beat it. I mean, I only tried a few times, but I think that's been my biggest challenge. It's like you don't want to make it ridiculously easy, but
Yeah, there's a fine
the harder
balance.
you get, the more likely people are going to ignore it. So,
Did you guys
yeah.
see? I saw this video for this super hard one, and it kind of reminded me of an ability in Mario World where you can do the spin move, and then Mario can hop on things that are normally harmful to him.
Yeah.
He does that little, that little bounce jump off of him, and they like use that through like several parts of the stage. And I was like, man, that's an ingenious thing. But the rest of the stage was ridiculous. It was like you're having to like move these bombs, like carry them, and keep like doing those spins
Oh,
on top of
yeah.
them, and like move the bomb through. And then there was like a big bomb at the end. It was ridiculous. Oh, and then you have to use Yoshi to like eat a fireball, and then jump, drop Yoshi, shoot the fireball, jump. I mean, it was just like, it was just nuts.
And the thing is, you have to beat those levels too. The creator has to beat it before they can upload it.
Yeah. So I think, and I think that's so cool. That was, I mean, it really, I don't think there's any alternative. You know, Nintendo, if they just let anybody upload anything, then there'd be all these broken levels, and you know, there was really, you know, that was their only recourse was, hey, you got to beat it before you can upload.
Oh yeah.
But
But don't get me wrong, there are a lot of broken levels out there already.
oh yeah.
Yeah, well, when you get a million people playing, I mean, and you know how much of that is, you know, as younger kids who are less concerned about, you know, good design and just getting up their own creation, letting their imaginations go nuts.
Yeah. But
So.
for every few of those, there's somebody like Tristan going out there putting ghost blocks on the edge of jumps.
Tristan did this one. It was an early one. It was fairly straightforward, and then you get to the flagpole, and there's like 20 piranha plants spitting fire, and you had like a nanosecond to like hit the flag. It was ridiculous.
I mean,
And that, not to jump the gun, but thinking about things that might still to come, I wouldn't mind seeing checkpoints for some of these really long levels, because like a level like that, you can get through the bulk of it. It's fairly traditional, and then you get slammed by a wall at the end of ridiculousness, and then you get to start all the way back. So,
Yeah, I mean, if you really wanted to, you can really like put some length into these levels.
Yeah, I would like to see some checkpoint and also some verticality. Like right now, the you know, as far as you can go up vertically, it'd be cool to do like, remember the intro level to Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah,
where you're going down like three or four screens.
Yeah, like I don't know, something that, or like you're climbing up a beanstalk, or you have like, you know, all these little platforms coming in that you're you know, even if it's like flying Lakitus that you're trying to grab and go up higher, or I don't know. You could do a lot of different things with that.
Yeah, well, the grid's actually placed out, and it looks like two screens high as hard as far as you can go.
Yeah, it looks about what double what it, you know.
Which, yeah, I think it's terrible because I was trying to make some vertical levels too, and I realized how slow, like, or how shallow it gets. I wasn't a fan of that at all.
Yeah. I still haven't perfected my Wiggler level. I need to finish that and upload it.
You guys actually kind of beat me to the next thing I was going to talk about. Well, we'll go back, which was you know, what do we want in Mario Maker? Like, there's a lot on there, but obviously there's some things that are missing there. And I mean, I thought about it like here and there, and I was like, oh, it's not too bad. But when I sat down to like write down what I kind of wanted, I realized that there is not a lot, like, there's a lot missing. Like, you guys remember they're like a little floating dit, like here's the ball and here's like the floating disc. They're like little strobe light things that are like in Mario 3, and they go around like that. So they acted like the fire wheel. But and those are gone. And I really could use some of those, like little flames, those weren't there.
I would have loved in the new Mario Wii and Wii U ones, you know, the big rotating blocks of land or stone or something. You know, remember they had like
Oh
a
yeah, there's
big
like a
roll
little
thing.
fire thing like that.
No, well, those would be cool too. I'm thinking like where you just come to like a hill, but it's rotating.
Oh yeah. I know what
You
you
know, like
mean.
you're just seeing like, you know, a 16th of a pi, right? But it's rotating like this, and you can adjust the speed. And there's some fun platforming with some of that. But yeah, those little things where yeah, they're teetering, that would be pretty cool. Also, it'd be cool to have more of like the moving crystals. You know, like in the underground levels, you have
Oh yeah, like they
those.
drop from the ceiling.
Yeah, and you can like kind of angle them and do all this crazy stuff. That'd make for some more fun cavern levels. But
I think the biggest thing that I want is the ability to have like mini bosses.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
it's not just, you hit the axe and Bowser goes down and you beat it. Like, you go to the end of the fortress and there's boom boom, you hit him 3 times and the little question mark thing comes out. Or, I mean, I'm obviously making so many Mario 3 references because that's all I've been using is Mario 3. But, I mean, Boom Boom was in the in like New Super Mario Brothers, so like, what if you fought the Koopa kids? And
Yeah.
like,
Where are the Koopa kids? Why
yeah,
couldn't they be added?
that's a good question.
I think that could be incredibly, I mean, you could go nuts. Like, you could have a totem pole of just nothing but
Yeah.
Koopa kids. I don't know. I think that would be, and that would be wild too if they were able to see how like they would show up in Mario 1 or
Yeah.
before they existed. I have fun like doing that with Bowser Jr., seeing how he plays in Mario 1.
Yeah. I think another big one is just adding more game styles. And I think that would even increase the amount of items then too. Like if they had Mario Brothers 2, for instance, I mean you'd have turnips, you'd have all sorts of you have the cherries, those weird little bird looking bouncing enemies and oh, flying carpets, magic carpets.
Oh yeah.
You
That
could,
would be tricky. That plays so
yeah,
with the
it plays
mechanics.
very differently. And I know with like Mario Brothers, pretty much all of the ones that they did select are pretty similar mechanic wise. Really, the major differences are like the spin jump move and the wall jump in Mario World and the Wii. But
Two could almost be its own standalone thing, like a new Luigi U. We could have like a
maybe.
Mario
Mario
2
2
maker or
Maker.
something.
Yeah. And they may have like certain restrictions where, hey, this can, you can't have any of the other Mario 2 items in any of the other styles, only in the Mario 2 style, or, I don't know. So,
Yeah, I mean,
imagine
and they
that.
do that. Like Mario World has Yoshi. Mario 3 has, the raccoon tail.
Yeah, that's
The
true. They,
Karibo boot or Goomba's boot
oh
for the
yeah, Karibo
Mario.
shoe.
Yeah, because they already have exclusive items for each, so they could do that fine. I'd
Imagine
love to
that
see something.
mask chasing us for Mario 2, like
Fanto.
Oh,
If
yeah.
you made a level with just them chasing you the whole level.
Yeah. Well, you heard that rumor about the angry sun possibly
Oh yeah, they extracted the
eventually.
angry sun out.
Yeah. And that would be terrible. I hated him in those desert levels. Like he's only in what, like 3 levels or 4 levels?
Yeah,
Oh,
not very much.
he wasn't in
That's
a...
another thing I want is different environments.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because yeah, there's no desert. You can't make like an ice world unless you put a bunch of ice blocks on the ground.
You know what would be cool, guys? I was just thinking, what if you could create your own sets of worlds, sets of levels? So like you wanted to create a world that has its own layout, kind of like an overworld layout in Mario Brothers 3 or something, and you could like, hey, here's my desert ice forest world, and like first third is kind of desert themed, and for I mean, maybe that gets too complex for them to, but.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. It's kind of rudimentary, but you can kind of do that if I can kind of access CoreSpot right now. I can show you.
I think maybe
So,
Justin means to like have like a map, like a world map.
Yeah, like I know you can like have groupings there, like yeah,
Yeah,
world
and then if you
one
hit
dash
like,
one or
I know people in the audio podcast can't see it, but like if you just hit that play button right there,
Right. You can play all four of them. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah,
and
it's
they
very
link into
basic.
each other. So it's a very rudimentary
Yeah.
system.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
better than nothing, but
Yeah, that's
that
true.
map, that map's a wild idea because like you could even like have like, random, battles with the Hammer Brothers on the map or
Yeah, I mean,
hidden power up like a like if they brought the acorn in or something or I mean that's I
yeah.
think that's what's most intriguing thinking about this is as good as the game is now, there's so much
Oh man, they could just add stuff.
potential.
Yeah, and like they could. Honestly, like a feature like that would be, like you were mentioning, Trevor, a new Super Luigi U. That would be like, hey, this is downloadable content, and I would gladly pay like $30 or $40 if they give you like all of like the elements for making your own like 2D overworld map of like, you know, putting little like hills in the background or, you know, creating like a little river or something and then putting the little dots of where you wanted the levels. And, oh man, that would just be really cool.
I completely agree with that. I would love that so much.
Yeah, and then it even it's still part of the same game because it's like, hey, Mario Maker, now you get to fully make a Mario game. And instead of making your own level, you're making your own game, your own Mario worlds. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I wonder if they purposely like held that back,
But possibly.
if you're making your own Mario game, like what incentive is there for you to, buy their next Mario game? It's
Yeah.
like I could put, $60 on this Mario game, but oh look, I got a Mario game right here in my palm of my hands and
Yeah.
yeah.
And you bring up a good point, Matt, because someone was mentioning on the gaming forums that, you know, hey, since Mario Maker's out now, does that mean they're never going to come out with a 2D Mario game anymore? But then a lot of people brought out some of the missing items, like that they had even in the newer Mario Brothers U, and they're like, well, there's so much that they still don't even have in Mario Maker that Nintendo's doing really unique stuff with their levels anyway, you know, that they haven't given people access to yet. So, yeah, Nintendo's going to have to be careful that they don't, you know, sell the whole farm for, you know, like, hey, here you go. Here's every element that our game creators get to use. Now go wild, you know.
Yeah.
But
And I mean, that's definitely very tough. Like, if it's an interesting thought to say that this, like, if Mario had to go out, like, this would be the best way for them to go out ever.
right, yeah. Definitely.
Like, we've spent so many years playing Mario or making Mario. Now you can make your own Mario, and the fun will never end.
Yeah, I gotta say though, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead and try.
And I was gonna say, even playing like the best of the Mario Maker levels, or even Nintendo's own levels, though, they still, as fun and as cool as they are, for me, they still don't have, by and large, that feel of a traditional Mario game. And obviously, without the cohesive elements tying it together, like worlds, maps, bosses, etc. So, I think, there's probably still going to be. I don't imagine it'll be for a while. But I'd be shocked if there wasn't another 2D Mario game. Or even for that matter, if they took like Mario Maker and somehow worked it for even the 3DS. I mean, they have like the new Super Mario, their own games. They have, virtual console versions. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential here. I think for now and even into, the next generation with NX or whatever.
I honestly think that, yeah, Mario Maker could be a huge franchise for them just moving forward, especially even with you know, mobile and NX potentially. I mean, think about having Mario Maker on your phone or your tablet. I mean, you don't want to necessarily cannibalize sales of the Wii U, but Mario Maker could be a really amazing staged launch, if you will. So like here, they've already sold 1 million units on the Wii U. Let's say it keeps selling, it sells 4 million through the holidays, right? Well, then next year sometime, they're like, hey, we're talking about the NX. Oh, and we have, you know, this new world creator that's coming to Mario Maker, and it's coming to NX. It'll also come to the Wii U, so everyone who currently has it will get it as well. But like, just keep expanding the platforms that Mario Maker is available on and the features. I mean, then you just have, you know, more people with more devices building Mario levels. I mean, think about how crazy Mario Maker would be in a mobile environment, like just touching and dragging things around. I mean, it's just perfect. You'd have everyone with a smartphone around the world and a tablet building Mario levels. And you think about like 1 million sales right now, if, you know, the 1 billion people that have smart devices around the world got their hands on making Mario levels, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm sure Nintendo can see the dollar signs, but
But remember, they still have to beat those Mario levels.
yeah, that's true. That's true.
What Nintendo could do too, if they were trying to drive people to the consoles, if they didn't approach like that, you could give like a very rudimentary level builder,
Yeah.
and then be like, if you want access to the full range of things. You know, you want a red Koopa, 99 cents. You
No,
want a,
stop, stop, stop. No, no.
hear me out, or you can buy the full version on our console.
Yeah. Well,
If people really want to play it on mobile,
yeah.
Nintendo will profit, or hopefully, if they want to play it on a proper console, they'll move over to Wii U.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest hurdle to that is the loss of traditional controls, right? On mobile, people aren't going to have the greatest of accuracy if they did some sort of emulated touch controls, right? So maybe Nintendo just has a builder. That's it. So when you're on the go on a phone or a tablet, all you can do is access the builder for free. But then you always, you log in with your Nintendo Network ID or whatever, you go back home, and then you can actually play them. I don't know. But I don't know. A big component of building your levels is actually playing them and testing them. So I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, because I test my levels like for like every like 6 blocks. I'm like, okay, this is down. Okay, I gotta make sure this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure they've got to be thinking about it, but who knows what they'll do.
Yeah, you gotta test them. It's interesting even building a level and even just switching the filter. Like I
Yeah.
made a level and I switched it from like Mario 1 to Mario 3, and there was a certain section I couldn't get past. Just because the sprite was just, a pixel higher or something. So, or then you look at the rate of people beating it and it's like, why is everyone beating this level? I thought it was hard. And oh, they're slipping through this little gap or they're wall kicking here. I forgot you could do that. Or so I think it's good to have to be thorough and check once they're posted too to see how, because you can see like the little X's where people are dying or if they're leaving comments on Miiverse.
There's a lot of potential.
There is. I'm very curious to see where Nintendo will go with Mario Maker in the future.
Yeah, I think we briefly touched on like a potential 3DS version, but I mean, you could have drawing on the art styles of Mario Land, Mario Land 2. I mean,
Yeah.
they could do some really cool stuff.
Has some exploding Koopas.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about it. They didn't have an original 2D Mario game on the Game Boy Advance. They were all just the remakes, right?
Yeah, Super Mario Advance 1 through 4.
1 through 4. And then they didn't do a 2D Mario again until the DS one. You see
Right,
signs of.
true. Well, technically, then the first 2D or the last 2D Mario would probably be like what? Super Mario World?
Yeah, or
With
Yoshi's Island. Yeah, Mario World, Yoshi's Island.
Well,
But
they got two, I think, after I think they started segueing into the Wario games after Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins. Yeah, then it
that's
was
true.
Super Mario
Yeah.
Land 3,
And of
Wario
course, they're
Land.
pretty different. Yeah, and they play pretty different, so I don't, although that could be a potential too, Wario Maker. I mean
Yeah. He's already trying to. Did you guys know if you tap on the M for Mario, it'll flip over and he'll say Wario, Super Wario Maker.
Oh no,
Oh
I didn't know
no,
that.
I didn't even catch
Understand
that.
that? Yeah. Wait. When the game first boots up, it's got Super Mario Maker. Just like tap on all the letters. I don't know. It was like the first thing I did when I loaded up the game.
Oh,
But
that's
like
right.
just tap on all the letters, and if you tap on Mario's M, it'll flip over and he'll say Wario.
Wow.
Super Mario Maker.
That's a cool Easter egg.
Yeah, there's several of them on there. Press all the letters. They'll different sound effects, different things they say.
I had no idea. Nice.
Maybe I was the only one there, but I liked poking around with that front part. Because I like that even in Mario 64. Remember, you could like pull on Mario's nose and ears and everything.
Oh,
And was it you held like the R or Z button or something to like make it stick, Like
Oh, man.
you would pull his ears down and then you could like hold a button and it would stick that way,
Yeah.
And you pull the nose up and everything. I would try and just do something crazy and then I would just let go of that button and it'd go meow.
I have a better question. Where are all these options that I'm on the title screen right now? Where are all these options in the actual Mario Maker? Where's my sepia tone Mario?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't some of that fun? Like, so you hadn't tapped on that at all?
Nah, and for those in the audio, I'll play the Wario. So, I don't know if that came through or not.
Heard it anyway.
Yeah.
It's funny talking about different options. Like even like looking at what's already in the game, is there anything you wish was maybe streamlined like a little differently? Because like in preparation for the podcast, I was thinking of a couple things. Like I know like to change like say like from a red Koopa to a green Koopa or change sound effects, you drag the stylus back and forth. I don't know. It works. I thought it was clunky.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't know.
it's pretty slow. Yeah, like if you're trying to, now granted, when you shake it, I think then you can kind of mass produce them and copy them at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, it's I do wish that you could have more in your palette visible, because if you did want to sacrifice, let's say, viewable area, I would gladly sacrifice viewable area if I could get a second row simultaneously, you know, rather than just having to go back in and switch. I know you can create your favorites row, but if you could have two rows on there at all times,
Yeah.
because I mean, you can just use the joystick to move around if you see, need to see more, you know, drawable area. But
Yeah. That's
one
true.
thing that I did want to see in the future is angled pipes, entrances and exits. So like you remember in some of them, like you would go in one pipe and then you would come out another one and it would launch you at an angle, like at a 45 degree.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't do any angles. It's only, you know, you can have them coming down or up or the sides, right?
Yeah, and but you can't make them bend in the middle. Like you can't have a pipe go like this and then turn it like that.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, 45 degree turns or 90 degree turns like that, or even the 45 angles that you want to shoot out. Or remember that first one of the first levels in Mario World where you have all those angled
Slopes? Yeah,
slopes
there's
or
no
curves?
hills or slopes. There's just like
Yeah.
stairs.
Yeah, like
That's a good point. Yeah, how do you go and slide down the hill? Isn't
yeah,
that
that well that was a big thing, was there's no slope sliding at all in there. And that's a shame, because and that's one thing, like when you're building the blocks, it's all blocks at this point. There aren't any, you know, rolling hills or, you know, now maybe they're still trying to perfect that, but to me, all I would do if I was them, I wouldn't let someone just like freeform draw it, because potentially there would be problems, deformations and stuff.
We saw what happened with that in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and it was not a good result. But like potentially you just have like a spot, like you have like just a flat area and you just put a little pin or something, and then you could drag that pin up and then it would just dynamically slope it however, you know, Mario needed to have it slope, you know, for the engine to actually work. And so then you can kind of slope it up and they're like, okay, this is too tall, you need to make this a little wider, and then it just dynamically scales it for you. So that way it's kind of dummy proof, it's not gonna, you know, break or, you know. Anyways,
That's a good idea.
they can make some fun dynamic.
It's the Minecraft kids. They all like blocks, so.
I know, I know. I want some free flowing stuff. I want to have some like crazy ice level that's got some slopes and, you know, put on a penguin suit. That's another thing. We need more items, guys.
Yeah.
More
That's
items.
true. You know what?
I'll
It's
just be happy with pipes that can do J-bends, atomic
true.
waffles, Boomerang Brothers.
Yeah.
Boom boom.
Wouldn't
Is
that be
there
cool if they had
and the
clear
athletic game?
pipes?
What's that?
What if they had clear pipes that they had in the Mario 3D World?
Oh, that'd be cool.
They could
Oh,
do clear pipes where you like get in one and it's like, you know, going on some sort of track. You'd have to have J bends and a bunch of other stuff, but
Oh, and what about those platforms you can get where like they're clear, but they move up, like you know, you stand on a block and then all of a sudden like a little ghost thing come platform comes up and it's got like an up arrow because you're traveling up.
Oh
And like you hit the ceiling and the platform disappears and you fall through.
yeah, that would be cool.
We're like so much focus testing here for Nintendo if they're just
Oh
watching our
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, like hey, this is it, this is what we want.
We want
Do you guys,
everything.
we're talking so much about like the items and things like that, but I would like too if like to see friends courses to follow friends. Like, is there a way Like, other than getting a level code to first pull you up and then clicking to follow you, like, it's, I can't follow people just by name. I couldn't, like, go and be like, oh, let's look for Justin Sharp and follow him. I have to actually know, a level code for you first. I think it could be a little bit user friendly. You guys notice that at all, or are you following people?
I mean, that's why we created the Super Mario Maker channel, right? Is because we just needed to know what
Oh,
each other
that's
were doing.
that's a good point. Yeah, I forget about that.
Well, and that it's kind of a reversion. It kind of goes back to like friend codes then, you know? Like, hey, here, find my level. Oh, you got to put in the 16-digit code here.
Well, I guess I can understand the code because two people can have the same stage name or something.
Yeah, but I mean, they could have they could have like filters like, hey, search by this name and
Just
like
search your, even just search your friend list. You know, if
yeah.
I've got 30 friends, let's see who's uploaded levels, and I can follow them automatically if I want.
And that would be a super easy thing. They've got to be adding that. That's got to be something coming here pretty soon. Because that just seems like a no-brainer.
Okay,
Is
come to
he?
think about it, I followed you guys on Mario Maker.
Yeah.
That I don't know what that does. That I've never received a notification that anybody has uploaded anything. Like, we're all talking about
Well,
the stuff we've
no,
uploaded.
you don't get a notice. You still have to go on your list and click on the person himself, so.
See, I don't want to get, I'll be the first to say that I've turned off notifications on Twitter, on Facebook, on my phone, because I don't want to bother with that kind of crap, like who posted what, or like, some of this such and such follow you. I'm like, yay, okay, let's move on with my life.
So
I
this is
appreciate
why
all
I'm
my
not getting
followers. I
stickers.
appreciate all my followers. Don't worry. I love each and every one of you. Peace.
I've been checking your levels, Matt, and I've been starring where I thought they deserved them. But no wonder I'm not getting enough because you're not checking my new ones.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, okay, when I follow somebody, then I'll be notified of like their activity. So I'm like, I don't have to worry about like, Trev uploading different things because I'll see it, but I guess I
No,
won't.
you don't.
Yeah, because I
You
guess
only
I have.
get notified people who play your levels. They'll tell you
Only when you're
that, but
online, you'll notify like by name, but otherwise it's like somebody did this and somebody did that.
yeah, there's another feature where they can run that out. I'd like to see too, like who's following you. I guess maybe that could lead to hurt feelings if somebody stopped following you, and then you're like, why'd they stop? But I don't know. Because I have no idea. Like I have 300 some odd Miiverse followers, but how many are following, me on Mario Maker, or even our pure Nintendo fans? We did a playlist last week, and some of us shared levels. Like, is anyone looking at them? It's hard to know unless they actually comment, like on Miiverse, which gets me into something I forgot about. For some of these popular levels, the Miiverse comments crowd the screen. It makes them unplayable. They try to. They try to superimpose them and fade them out, but
You
it's
can
ridiculous.
turn them off though. You know that?
Oh, can you? No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a little button and it'll toggle them. I don't know if it turns them off all the way, but it at least toggles it from the TV screen down to just the gamepad.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, I forget which button it is. Maybe minus
Yeah.
or plus or something.
Yeah, that's good to know. I see, I reminded myself of something else too. Because you know how you can see they have like, what is it, top 50 most popular levels? I really think they should set up some kind of way where they shuffle that. Because like that first guy, he's going to be number one,
Forever.
forever. I mean, it's ridiculous. I would like to see, and I'm not sure what criteria Nintendo would use to mix things up, but I'd like to see a little bit of variety if you're
Yeah,
just.
it's a lot of the don't touch your controller stuff, which
Yeah. Or music maker. People do that, which they're cool.
But yeah, it'd be nice like if Nintendo starts, like pruning that and categorizing them. Like, okay, here's another automated level. Here's a category for just the best automated levels. There you go, boom. And then here's a category for the music maker people. Here's a, here's best in Mario Brothers. Here's best in Mario Brothers 3. Best in, and or
I
maybe
went
even
to.
like individual styles like airship or castle or,
Yeah, I was thinking that. I wonder if there could be some kind of way where after you make a level, you could fill out like a little checklist form. Like, do you think this level is easy, moderate, difficult? Would you classify it as, this or that, and then yeah, people can weed it out. I only want to play Mario three levels that are underwater.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You can kind of like customize, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. It's like a dating site for gamers. Like, here, I want this type of Mario level. Yeah, I don't want any of these enemies. I don't want any Bowsers in there. I just want this.
That would be the greatest like story to tell your kids or something like this. Like, how did you guys meet? Well, I turned on my Wii U one day and I saw this level. I thought, finally,
And it was the perfect level for me.
it wasn't an automatic level. It's just beautiful.
Was love at first.
I gotta confess, I made one automatic level, but I didn't identify it as such. So
Nice.
far, only two people have discovered the trick. Because if you try to play it without by touching, you're gonna die and get slaughtered pretty quick. So I deliberately designed it without saying as such, because your instinct is, oh, you can make the first two jumps and then bam.
Nice. That,
So for
that's a
anybody who
fun.
wants to check, like Matt, who hasn't been checking, see if you can figure out which of my levels is the don't touch.
I'll play Mario Maker right now and figure it out.
Yeah.
You're hosting the show. I could do both.
He's like, I can do both, and I can do
I
it.
like to do. I like to point out, though, when you're speaking of popularity, that Kaylin is destroying all of us.
Yeah.
I think like Trevor has like 64 coins, but Kaylin's got like 150 or something.
Nice.
132 for Kaylin.
Yeah. Well, she's the artist, so yeah.
Yeah, she is
I've
the
got,
artist.
yeah, I got 66. Matt, you're just over 50. Justin, you have
Do I have
two.
any? Do I have any stars? Hey, two.
I did give you one for Jump for Your
Hey,
Life.
thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
I think Alex is refusing to upload levels. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't have Alex on it. I thought Pete had the game too, but I haven't found him either.
Alex is like the only game designer among us, and he won't upload levels.
Well, he's just wait. He's probably like me. I didn't really want to upload one until I knew I got a good one, you know. But I mean, I still uploaded some basic ones, but that's probably why Alex hasn't uploaded one. You know, he's just waiting. You know, he's
He's a
waiting until he
perfectionist.
yes, he's waiting until he strikes gold, and he's like, yes, this is perfect. See, but
Tristan
then
is
like,
19.
oh, nice.
I think he's too disheartened by the whole Kotaku Playboy Gaming Channel thing.
Yeah, that was
Right.
ridiculous.
But Nintendo quoted Pure Nintendo in the trailer.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
that makes up for it a little bit now.
Yeah,
A little bit, yeah.
that's true, Alex.
Good job, Alex.
You gotta give him that.
Now, if
I gotta
only you'd
say
hop on this
too,
podcast.
yeah.
I kind of agree with Alex. I don't normally comment on scores that of games I don't review myself, but not that. I mean, obviously we've identified a lot of areas where Super Mario Maker could have more. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not a scientific formula. If the game is just so much fun to me, so addictive that, yeah, it could be better, but I think even as it is now, I
It's
mean,
done.
it's so great. I mean, I wouldn't know if I could dock it, for things when I'm still having so much fun. And I think that's the challenge. Sometimes with the reviewers, we look for some kind of scientific formula where certain games, it just doesn't work.
I use a lot of test tubes and beakers.
Almost made me spit my drink.
Yeah, I think with Mario Maker, you got to look at what the game was trying to do, and it really fired on all the cylinders that it, said it would. You know, the immediate ability to be able to share with everyone was live right out of the gate. You know, you hear about these new games that come out that are broken at launch, and Nintendo's just doing a good job, even with these online services. You know, people always criticize Nintendo being last one to the online space, but when they do it, like you look at Splatoon and Mario Maker, those have been really successful online ventures for
That's very true.
them. So,
But at the same time, we've definitely identified a lot of
oh yeah.
things that Mario Maker needs to do online to kind of perfect it.
And I don't doubt that they will. I mean, how quickly did they roll out when they got wind that like reviewers with early copies didn't like having to wait like 10 days
Yeah.
to get all the items. And I think, like, was it launch day they had it out where, okay, because I got everything within 3 days. So
Well,
that's pretty quick.
I got everything when I figured out the trick. I got everything within like 40 minutes or
What, you
50
flip your
minutes.
clock or?
No, you don't have to do any clock flipping. Like the definitive way to do it, guys, is you just spam blocks.
Ah, yep.
Just spam blocks everywhere, and then it'll be like, hey, this thing came early. And then you need to use all of your new blocks that have exclamation points on them. New, just use everything that's new. And then once you've used everything that's new, spam everything again. And then you just have to use it for like 5 minutes in order for the spam thing to work. So you play around with 5 minutes, then spam, works, wait 5 minutes. So
Well, if any new owners want to do it proper, it's not that long either, 3 days. And you don't have to
Agreed.
spam. I
I
knew
got
you were spamming, Matt, because I could see you had stuff up early.
I wasn't spamming. I was just building everything I could possibly think of.
I swear you had an airship up like within like the first hour. I'm like, what in the
Oh, I
world?
totally had an airship up within
He
the
was just
first hour,
playing
but
a
then
lot.
again, I was like, okay, I want to try this. Okay, now I want to try this. Okay, what if I do this now? And I was like, well, I got this thing. It's got the exclamation point. I'm like, okay, let's use this and see what that does. And it was a very nat. It was for me. Most of it was a very natural, like, unlocking things. All right. I think we've definitely exhausted everything to talk about Mario Maker for now.
Yeah, but it's good.
So join us in 2 more weeks where we talk about more Mario Maker.
Yes.
This is actually just the Mario Maker podcast now.
That's all right.
All right, but I would like to thank Justin and Trevor for joining me for this KoopaCast.
Yeah, it was fun.
I would like to thank the readers for reading, the watchers for watching, and the listeners for listening. And if you have yourself a question for us, you can always email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We each have Twitter handles you can find on our profiles that we post on purenintendo.com. You can see, for the video viewers, we can see we each have Twitter handles. I've got mine right below me. Justin has his right below him. Trevor has his floating up and down.
Woo.
I like it.
I want to wear a little thing like when you go to kindergarten where it has your bus on it and so your
Yeah.
number so you don't get lost. I'll
There
just wear it. I'll pin this to my shirt.
you go. I like it.
And if you would like to find us on, well, first of all, if you want to find us online, go to purenintendo.com and just look at the KoopaCast bar. If you'd like to find us on iTunes, we are on iTunes, of course. Just search KoopaCast. And you're good to go.
Oh, can I add one thing?
What's that?
And if you want to find us on Mario Maker, check on Friday for our weekly playlist because we're sure to be adding, probably not, I'm not going to add 20 level codes to the list, but I'll add a few. And of course you find one, and if you like it and want to follow us, just click on follow, and it doesn't update automatically yet, so don't do like Matt, check us out every now and then.
Exactly. And I forgot, and if you would like to show us your stage, you can always get you on purenintendo.com, post your little code and we'll go play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could make a fun purely playthrough, play some of our fans' videos.
That's what we're doing. No spoilers there. No spoilers.
Yep, no spoilers. All right, and I told Peter I would do this, so before we end the podcast, I would like to say that Pure Nintendo is looking for news editors. We want 3 of them. So if you're interested in writing news stories for purenintendo.com, please go to purenintendo.com and we have a little post about it. It tells you all the details, what exactly we're looking for in a news editor. I believe we're looking for someone to post at least a few posts a day.
Yeah, basically you'll be a beat writer. You're going to be posting all the latest news as it happens.
Exactly. And if you have any questions that just go check out the post and we'll be happy to help you out if you're interested. Again, take a look. And with that, we will end this podcast, so we will see you all later.
Hey guys.
Bye everyone.